Same thing? Are they different? Is one worse than the other? We just read an article Alex talked about, this woman that says, oh my gosh, there's thin privilege. I've never heard of that. Every day there's a new privilege out there.
That when thin women say that they get body shamed, it is not the same and it should not be looked at as equal to fat women who get body shamed.
And I would kind of say, as a guy that's been fat almost all of his life, lost like 100 pounds and put a lot of it back on, I think there are some advantages. I mean, it's not cool to make somebody feel insecure about their body. I'm not saying like, hey, skinny person, deal with it. But I think if you're skinny, life's a little bit easier. I'm not saying people don't make fun of you. 317-239-1009. You can hit us up. Let us know what you think. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram.
Alyssa tweeted in saying, yes, Alex, I couldn't agree with you more. I also think people are more likely to say that something to skinny people than fat. Ooh. And then Amber said, so proud of you, Alex. Rayanne said, Alex just slammed truth on the table. Jeremy says, preach. And forget what anyone says. You're beautiful inside and out.
Aww, thank you.
Is it Kika?
Yes, it's Kika.
Hell yeah, I'm nailing the names today.
Good job.
What do you think? You ever been thin shamed or fat shamed?
I've been thin shamed my whole life. My grandmother called me flaca, which is skinny in Spanish, so everybody knows me as Viscani one. I think thin privilege sucks because there's no such thing. Like, I've been criticized for being small. I've been criticized for not being curvy.
Yeah.
I've been criticized for not being feminine. And so, like, I totally understand where she's coming from. And I'm almost as angry as you are, like, hearing you repeat the article because I'm going through something right now. I've had an injury and I have scars, like, all down the right side of my body. So besides being thin, now I'm self-conscious.
Yeah.
So I totally understand where you're coming from. It drives me crazy that I have to constantly like try and be feminine and try and be girly just so that people don't think, like, I've even gotten criticized because I'm so scrawny as not being like a straight person, as being like bisexual or gay or things like that. And it's just like thin privilege is such BS that people get criticized just as much for being thin as they are for being fat.
Yeah, and we're not saying that it's worse. We're not saying we have it worse than fat women.
No.
It's equal on both sides. It sucks on both sides.
I would love
exactly. It's just as bad. I don't think that, like, it's like you said, I don't think it's worse than being fat, but it's just as bad for me being thin.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning and sharing that. We really appreciate it. I would love to, I mean, I want to hear from anybody, but I would love to hear if there's a person that was fat at one time, like, you know, overweight,
and then
insecure,
lost weight.
And then lost weight.
Because they've been on both sides.
Yeah, so you probably have experienced it. I've never really lost all my weight. Let's go to Samara this morning. Samara, what's up?
Hi. I was just calling because I'm 96 pounds as a 22-year-old. And I get looked at like I'm on drugs all the time. I even have family members coming up to me asking me if I'm doing drugs, and I do not. And then also, I agree with Alex on the shopping. Like, I can fit in 12 and little girls around the waist, but
yeah,
they're too short.
And it's frustrating, especially when you have, like, an adult event. Like, if I have to host a gala or something like that, and I need, like, an evening gown or something, nothing fits. Everything has to be taken in, like, you know, 10 times. And if it's something that I get told I need to host or do last minute, it's like, well, good luck, because I'm not going to be able to find a dress anywhere. I mean, it's just as hard finding stuff that fits tiny people, I think, as bigger people.
Yeah, I don't even own a dress because it's so complicated to find one.
Yes.
So do you disagree then? You don't think it's, even with all that stuff you go through, you don't think it's easier to be a thin person compared to a fat person?
No, I mean, sometimes I can fit into tiny spaces that other people can't, but and that works out.
Thank you for the call. There's the advantage to it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page.
Brooke tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show, if you wouldn't tell a fat person to eat a salad, don't tell a thin person to eat a cheeseburger. Sarah, as someone who is pretty overweight, thin shaming is totally a thing and is just as much of a big deal as fat shaming. Tim, been on skinny side my whole life. First time I've heard argument from this perspective, skinny people get no support.
And here's the thing, like, I totally know what it's like to be a fat person, and I should know, like, the opposite of how much it hurts. But in my mind, just being honest, I can't process, like, and I'm looking right at you, like, I get it hurts you, but I'm just like, God, I would kill to be skinny and have people
it's
say
hard
that to
for
me.
You to relate.
It is.
But you have to remember that I'm not talking about just a healthy, normal weight. Like, I'm talking about the people that are, like, rail, like, my bones protrude, and is literally how I was born. I'm not talking about a
but
normal, average,
really,
130-pound woman.
You have
woman.
A really nice set of ribs, though. I mean, those are some of the best ribs I've ever seen
get
in a girl.
Get some BBQ, slap it on me.
Hey, Ray, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You agree with Alex. Why is that?
Okay, the reason why I agree with Alex, and I'm just like her, I'm completely pissed off at this, because at one point, yeah, because I'm only 5'3", our weight's supposed to be like, what, 100 to 115 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, I was that. And then I had a kid, and, you know, and then my body just went to what it was supposed to be. But, you know, I've been to the doctor, and he says, you know what, you're at a healthy weight. If you want to lose weight, you can lose weight. Could I lose 100 pounds to be back to my ideal weight? Of course. But here's the thing. I feel beautiful in the way that I look. And when it comes to, and you know, skin shaming and fat shaming, it's all the same thing. And I don't care if you're skinny or you're fat. People do it no matter what. My mom has, you know, was just like, you know, Alex, she was nothing but bones protruding. She was very tiny. That's just the way she was built. And then she got cancer 11 years ago.
Yes.
Since she got cancer, she gained a little bit of weight, and it's because they cut into her stomach. They took the fat out of her stomach, so she can't lose that now. And, you know, she's gained a little bit of weight because now she's had to go through all this change. She's on all kinds of hormones, all kinds of medicine, just so she can be normal.
Wow.
And, you know, it's sad for her to be. I watch her go to the store. I watch her cry. My mom is skinny still. Don't get me wrong. She's skinny. She wears a size 4 still. And, you know, I've watched her cry. If she can't fit into a size 4.
Yeah.
You know, I watched her cry when, you know, people sit there and make comments to her. Oh, I think your cancer's back. You've lost weight.
Yes,
I
and mean, your story about your mom, right? Your story about your mom actually reminds me a lot of Juliana Rancic, who I don't know if you know who this is, but she was an E! News anchor. And
yeah, she was very skinny.
She is naturally already extremely thin, maybe even thinner than I would actually. Yes, she is thinner than I am, and I have very tiny twig-like arms, and hers are even worse. I mean, her shoulder bones are show, but that's literally how she's been her entire life. And then she got breast cancer, and the medication she's on made her look even more thin. And all these comments, this girl is battling breast cancer, and she's getting comments on social media all the time like, look at this Skeletor, you look disgusting, blah 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 blah. And it's like, because she's naturally
same,
thin.
Those are the same like people that are just like turds, though, that are gonna say anything. Like the fact that you would say that to anybody, you're just a terrible person. 317-239-1009. I'm very surprised so far that we've had nobody calling and that might be bigger like myself saying, you don't have it that bad at all, what are you whining about, your little skinny twig? And by the way, if you do have a burger for Alex, I will eat it for her.